The nation's environment ministers are meeting in Melbourne today. On top of their agenda, what to do about the Chinese ban on importing waste material from Australia for recycling. The Federal Energy and Environment Minister, Josh Frydenberg, will also be there. He joins us now. Minister, good morning and welcome.
Nice to be with you, Sabra.
The government was told by China in the middle of last year that this ban was coming. What's the solution?
Well, the solution is to work cooperatively with the states to create new opportunities for Australia to build its domestic capacity to recycle more material, to get governments to procure more recyclable material, to turn more waste into energy, and to look at ensuring that all packaging is reusable or recyclable by 2025. They will be the topics we'll be discussing today. This is an important, urgent issue, and the Commonwealth looks forward to working with the states constructively to solve it.
You've just talked about waste to energy plants. How long would it take to commission those sorts of things and get them going?
Well, we've already got more than 30 projects underway in Australia through the good offices of the Australian Renewable Energy Agency and the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, and we look forward to expanding these over time. We've invested some $200 million in various projects. That's just at the federal level. When you look around the world, in the United States, they have a significant number of these projects. There's a plant just outside Paris. There's one in London. This is a common form of waste to energy projects that we could roll out here in Australia.
Many people would wonder, though, why is Australia still shipping off this waste? Why isn't all this material being recycled here?
Well, the reality is with China's ban, more than 100 countries were affected, many more so indeed than Australia. And you need to understand the context for our waste. We produce in Australia 64 million tonnes a year. 35 million tonnes of that is actually recycled. Now, we export 4 million tonnes. Only 1.3 million tonnes went to China. It represented about 30% of our recyclable paper and about 35% of our recyclable plastic. So it's not insignificant. But within the scheme of things, Sabra, it's around 4% of what we recycle.
Industry groups and the Greens argue that there is a huge potential for a sustainable market here in recycling, with possibly $500 million in Commonwealth support to get it underway. Would the federal government be seriously prepared to examine that idea?
Well, we're already investing, as I said, more than $200 million in waste-to-energy projects. The states also have stepped up in this space. The New South Wales government has announced an additional $48 million, the Victorian government an additional $13 million. And it has traditionally been an area of responsibility for the states because it's them who regulate the landfill standards. It's they who regulate the stockpiles. And it's been local government that has entered into the contracts with the various recycling companies to pick up your curbside rubbish. Now, the good news is that local government will be at the table with the state and federal ministers today. I'm hoping that we can really work constructively and cooperatively. This is not a partisan issue. This is one where we need to get results for the Australian people.
Does that involve an overarching strategy on creating a sustainable recycling market in Australia?
Absolutely. And we already have a number of facilities here. But one of the things we want to do at the federal level is to do a stock take of those facilities because we could either upgrade existing ones or build new ones.
So at the end of today, will there be action on this, or will it be just more meetings and more talk?
No, absolutely. There is action. I mean, there's already been good work that's been done behind the scenes. I think everyone is conscious of this issue. And as I said earlier, this is an opportunity for Australia to expand its domestic recycling capability.
You've made progress on getting rid of these so-called microbeads from cosmetic and personal care products. I think 94% of them now are free of these tiny plastic balls. What can you do to ensure 100% are free?
Well, it is good news because we've done this in a voluntary way with industry. Microbeads are consumed by marine life. They pollute our waterways. And we've now surveyed 4,500 products and found that they have been removed from 94% of them. The remaining 6% do relate to what are called wipe-off products, Sabra. So they actually are more often than not to end up in landfill as opposed to our waterways. But we are working with industry to phase all those out, and that's what we'll be talking about today.
AGL has announced plans today for a $400 million gas-fired power station near Newcastle in New South Wales to help fill the void of Liddell's planned closure in 2022. What is your reaction to that?
Well, I welcome more investment, whether it's by AGL or other players, in a domestic gas facilities. But let's bear in mind this is an additional 200 megawatts of capacity. It's a peaking plant. When Liddell closes, that's 1,800 megawatts that will be taken out of the system. We have the Australian Energy Market Operator on the record saying that were Liddell to close in 2022 and there are not sufficient investments made, that there's a greater chance of blackouts. And we have the ACCC on the record saying that if Liddell was sold to a third party, competition would go up and prices would go down. Well, that's why we're watching very closely what Alinta does, because they've said they're going to put in an indicative offer very shortly to AGL.
Well, AGL has indicated there is a possibility of more to come, depending on big industrial companies flagging actually what kind of demand they'd like. That's fair, isn't it? A company shouldn't commit to building something that may not be required later down the track.
Well, actually, you've seen those big industrial companies, the CSRs, who run the Tomago aluminium smelters, the BlueScopes with their Port Kembla works, the Brickworks, the Cement Australia. All those companies came together under the banner of Manufacturing Australia and are working with Alinta to purchase this Liddell plant. That's why it's really important that the board of AGL, that the executives of AGL, consider on its merits this offer that comes from Alinta, because we don't want to see any shortfall in the domestic market. That would be unacceptable to the government to have a greater chance of blackouts because of a closure of Liddell before it could be sold to another party.
Federal Environment and Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg, thanks for talking to AM this morning.
Nice to be with you, Sabra.